أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, we're looking at the ayat that begin with Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe. And today we will look at another ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Eat from the tayyib things, from the wholesome and the pure, the good things which we have provided for you. And then he says, وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. And then be grateful to Allah, be in gratitude, give thanks to Allah, if it is He that worships. So Muslims are commanded to eat food that is not just halal, but tayyib. And tayyib in essence means pure and wholesome. See, the difference between halal and tayyib is, halal is defined as that which is permissible according to Islamic law. Tayyib literally means wholesome or pure or nutritious or safe. And it's really, really important to understand this. From the aspect of the ethical supply chain of the food that we're eating, right down to how it affects us is really important. It may be halal to have food, junk food, for example, but it's not tayyib. When was the last time we paid attention to the fact that the entire production of goods that we consumed are aligned with Islamic values? So the basic concept is to treat our bodies with respect, to nourish them not only with faith, but also with lawful, nutritious food. And a major part of living life according to the instructions of Allah is implementing a pure diet and lifestyle. Choosing food that is real, that is pure, avoiding the impure is essential to good health. Tayyib in essence is a comprehensive word. It's got an awesome place in the Quran and the Sunnah. It comes from tayyiba, literally means good, pleasant, agreeable, lawful. And I'll go a little bit step further. We've got to ensure that all our sustenance, whether it's physical, mental, emotional and spiritual, it's all tayyib. Absolutely every single bit. Sometimes we're so dead on thinking only of halal, we forget about the tayyib. And Quran is very, very clear. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Eat that which is good for you. And then the next part of this is, وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. He says, give thanks to Allah. Be grateful if it is He that you worship. So he puts the attachment as abd, as the slave of Allah, as attachment to Him directly with the way we thank Him. Let's just look at other parts of the Quran. If you look at Surah Ibrahim, beautiful. Surah number 14, ayah 7. He says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ, if you were to thank me, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will definitely increase for you. Phenomenal. And then my favorite ayah from Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayah 34. وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَعَلْتُمُهُ. He gives you all that you ask Him. And then he says, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُعْصُوهَا. If you were to count the favors of Allah, you would not be able to compute them. So when we want, we have to thank. The more we thank, the more we get to be able to reach our full potential. As a child, I remember, my grandmother used to speak Kachi, and every time she sat, she got up. Her words were "E Malik Tojolak Shukar," which means, "Oh my Master, a thousand thankfulness, thanks to you." And as I grew up, it came into my words, and I kept on saying it. My children did not understand those words, and they thought that when you were tired, you had to say "E Malik Tojolak Shukar," because I would say it when I would stand up or when I was tired sitting down. It is only when they realized what it meant that you understand. There's thankfulness at every single moment. There is a wonderful hadith or a story, and I'd like to tell it to you, about Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, when somebody comes to him and says, Ya ibn Rasulullah, we are your followers, you are our imam, we are your shi'as. And he said, what do you do when you get something? And they said, we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we thank Allah. They said, what do you do when something is taken away from you? And they said, well, we complain a little, but we're okay about it. And what do you do when you don't get anything? They say, nothing. We do nothing. We just... And he said, the dogs of Medina are like that. When they get something, they wag their tails in thanks. When something is taken away, they may bark a little, but then they walk around. When nothing is given to them, then they just aimlessly walk through. He says, our Shias, those who follow us are those, when they get something, they say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. When something is taken away, and it's not because of what they did, it's taken away from them, they say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And when they're not given anything too, they say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. They are constantly in gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolutely phenomenal. So basically, the more you thank, the more you get. The more gratitude you have, the more you understand what life is all about. And you're able to literally reach your full potential. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who count their blessings and are grateful to Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.